Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is it? Recording's in progress now. Your council is meeting.
Order, please. Are we Corot with the two of us here?
We are Corot. I don't know what that means.
It means, do you have enough people to hold a meeting? We've got the several thousand people who don't pay. They're all here.
They're here, very much so. Yeah, and,
they'll turn up.
And the few hundred that do pay are also here as well. And for you people, I mean, this is really for you. We want you to enjoy the fun. But for those of you that don't pay, I don't know how we can keep saying the same thing to you.
In many ways, it's like those people who aren't paying. It's like they're at the door. They're all trying to peek through a gap in the door, and meanwhile, in the actual room itself, there are streamers. There's booze.
We're doing the birdie song dance,
having a bit of love. I dare say there's a bit of sex going and jazz fags going on. There's booze.
For those that want that, we are a broad church.
Yes.
Church, and we cater for everybody that wants to come in and pray with us.
Talking of these parties, I dare say at the party that you non-payers are trying to just get a little bit of a glimpse of, there's a strippogram, a kissogram, a fatogram. Now, you used to do the old strippograms back in the day, didn't you? Some of the parties you went to.
I did do them. Just to earn a bit of cash on the side.
Yeah.
That's how it started out. But I was extremely successful with it. And of course, what you find is at some point you go, whoa, this is paying me more than the day job, you know, which I didn't have. So I thought, go full time. And I think what stood in my stead was I had a sort of everyman body. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Body that blokes could relate to. And women could relate to.
I have the several man body, you know, several of them all pushed together.
You've got four tits, haven't you?
Yeah, all right, okay. We don't make a thing of that, but
we don't make a thing of it. But if you want a USP in the stripper game world, and you've got to have one.
Yeah,
I've encouraged you to do this for years, and I said, listen, I know you don't want to do it and you feel a little bit embarrassed about how you look and all the rest of it, but the fact that you've got four tits will stand you in good stead because people want to see that stuff.
You've
got one round here, which would be great because you can do a dance where you just lift it up and there it is.
Under my armpit.
Then you've got the two at the front and then you've got the one on your shoulder.
Yeah,
and so you know people want to see that stuff, and I know you feel a little uncomfortable about showing it off, but I'm telling you, people pay good money to see.
Well, look, when I did join the agency for a bit, and I just I got shy, but people would phone up, they say, we can offer a Ricky Gervais lookalike. We've got the classic stripper ground. We've got a policeman who take his drawers off. And then they went, oh, it's a bit expensive. What we got for 30
seen
quid?
All that.
30 quid, well, we can offer you, not the call for it now, but there's a Christa Berg lookalike going down. There's a bloke who does a Neil Kinnock. Not the call for it now. What you got for around the £5 to £7 mark? Oh, well, we got Barry from Watford. And it just says next to it, four tits. I think, oh, he's got the four tits. I think they went, that'll do for me. Now, I turned up with this guy. It was a church hall. It was a little bit of a party. It was, I think it was their 25th wedding anniversary, this couple. And they said, are you the stripper gram? I said, well, they didn't want the stripper gram. They said, well, don't tell me you've got the Neil Kinnicker gram. I said, no, it's slightly less than that. They said, what's your specialty? We don't really want an old man in there. I said, four tits? I went, oh, let's have it.
Really? They said,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, they wasn't disappointed. As you say, I was shy. Of course I was shy. But, you know, you reveal what... It's a skill to strip, and you go to any burlesque... No.
It's a sort of revelation dance, isn't it? You're revealing,
yeah,
whilst remaining sexy, you know.
I had, you know, because I went to the burlesque evening class, so I'd have, you know, these ostrich feathers, you know, reveal the one tit, or the audience, happy 25th wedding anniversary, Shirley and Peter. What's this? Two tits. They think it's coming to an end. Do we have and I'll be going, no, wait a minute. Turn round. Arm comes up. Remove the ostrich feather and I'll show it under my arm. They think that's enough.
They're already impressed with that.
They're loving it, you know. I mean, I was shy, but and then they're going, oh, should we have some coffees? So everyone goes under hold on, there's more.
Sit back down.
Margaret was on the tape record. Lift the ostrich feather off my shoulder. I've decided to go a bit bolder. And I'll show a tit just here. They loved it. Brought the bloody house down. Barry, I'm sure we'd all like to thank Barry with his four tits. Worth £7 of anyone's money.
I don't think any of you here was expecting to see that. All right, the first two here, yes, obviously. When he lifted his arm up, he had one under there. You weren't expecting that. And how about that one on his shoulder, ladies and gentlemen? Four tits, Barry. We'll be booking him again.
Yeah. But I didn't want to do it. Go on.
Yeah, but it's a shame because I thought if you'd have carried on that, but it'd done wonders for your confidence, which was at a very low ebb at that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, very low ebb. I've been sacked from all my temporary jobs. But when you used to do your strippogram, you used to go to all the top. Well, you went to the top places. I just went to the local village hall, you know.
Hippodrome and all that, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A lot of casinos I used to do. And, halls, that sort of thing. You know? And like you, you know, it was all about the subtlety of the dance. And you have to be, I mean, people slag it off, but it is a real art form.
It really is.
Art form, yeah.
I dare say
taking your drawers off just at the right time, and you know, make sure there's nothing in there. You know, that people you don't want people to see. You know,
to be fair to you, when you say you've done the snooker rolls, that was a poor booking because no one wants to be bending down to take a nice pot black, and you appear because there was something in your pants that day.
That as you say, that is. When you say I've done all the top places, I stuck that in there just to remind you that it wasn't all bells and whistles with me.
Yeah.
And you've got sometimes to take the rough with the smooth.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And that's right. Luckily, this was back in the day when smoking in buildings is still allowed.
Yes.
It was, and I was taking off all my clothes, and there's all blokes in there playing snooker. And it is all blokes. It is all blokes. So I was very surprised that anyone had booked me, you know, in there. And I was taking my drawers off. And yeah, there's something in it. But there's all this smoke in there from all the people that had smoked. Luckily, they couldn't see in my drawers because there was all this smoke. So I got away with it on that occasion. But
good.
I knew what had happened, and I knew what was in there. And that was a difficult weekend. Not really, a very difficult weekend. But you know, the artistic world is not an easy one. You know, it's not an easy one. You do have moments of self-reflection and self-doubt. You know, that's how it is. And there should be them moments too.
When Brian phoned you up and said, everything go all right, the snooker hall, you know, the agent, you know, you went, oh, yeah, think to yourself, Christ, thank God there's no smoking ban. They'd have seen all manner of, Brian, all good.
But I was lying through my teeth. Yeah. Because you've got to put on a brave face.
You knew.
I don't want to lose bookings.
No.
I don't want to show weakness or let Brian think, oh, there's something going on here. There's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we got distracted there. What we are here to do is ask you to spend money with us over on Patreon. Patreon.com/AngelosandBarryChild. £2 a month. Jesus Christ. I mean, what's that? 24 quid a year? I mean, Jesus Christ. What else you get for that? Jesus Christ. You
know, why don't...
That's money you put in the collection pot. Church
in
the weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ. Why don't you make it a New Year's resolution to bloody well give something back to us? Next year is the 10th anniversary of us doing this muck, and some of you have paid nothing. Make 2024 the year to give, for Christ's sake.
Christ almighty. Reach out to us.
Please.
Financially.
Go to patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow. Thank you.
Look forward to receiving your money.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, until next week, where we're very nearly the Christmas special, where it will be all bells and whistles and guns and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm planning, I don't know about you, but I'm certainly planning on shooting a gun.
We will be shooting guns in the air on this podcast next week. I've got them being delivered a bit later on. No doubt they'll just pop a card through the door and say, your gun never arrived. Go and pick it up. But if the gun arrives, bang, bang.
But if it does arrive, you tune in next week and watch. That's going to be on Patreon, unfortunately. So you're not going to be able to see that unless you buy.
It's a bang.
Shooting guns.
Bang, bang Christmas with Angelos and Barry.
Bang, bang.
Bang.
Okay, right. Donkeys. See you later.
Bye.